Here's Mr. Matt, the owner of Matthew Paul Handyman. And
okay.
Chris?
All right. Okay. Yeah, I'm here. Thank you. I appreciate that. Is this Matt?
Hey, Chris. This is Matt.
Hey, Matt. My name is Chris. So, you know, I definitely want to be respectful of your time. So I want to get to some pricing and, you know, I want to see if it works for you in the business. I know you, here in the notes, what the rep put is that I think you're doing all this on your own, right?
Yes.
Your marketing. Okay. So if you can focus more on the business and we can make things affordable and get you the results, I mean, that's something that you're looking to do, right, for the most part?
Potentially. I have used this service in the past, but it was a little different and included, like, they had a website included. I have my own. I got out of it because the monthly subscription was ridiculous. And
okay.
The payoff didn't match it. So I went a different route. And I have a website, and I'm really not generating leads with it. This is SEO and everything. This is something I definitely really want to work on.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, I'm a handyman. So I don't
right.
The price, it has to make sense.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, any investment that you're putting towards a company, it's got to bring a return on investment. So if it's not working for you, then obviously it's not going to be a good fit, right? It's got to pay for itself at bottom line. So here's the thing, right? Number one is we're Google partners, so the success that you would get with a Google partner versus non-Google partners, it's night and day, right? Because we work directly with Google. So that's one of the things. I'll send you our credentials here in the next few minutes so you can check that out. Your website is not active. I see it's not.
I actually just saw that like yesterday, and it is active, but it's not active through my Google page for some reason. I don't know if it's like a link, something, because when I Google the business, my business name, the website comes up. I can click on it and it goes to the website, but it's just through like a regular Google search. Not through my business listing. I'm sorry about my kids screaming in the background.
Yeah, no, you're fine. It's completely okay. When I click it through I see your Google Business profile, 4.8 stars, 20 reviews, and I see the website that's attached on your profile, but it's not being active. But okay, so you worked for another company before? Is that recent?
I've worked for other.
Well, I was another company.
Oh, yes. Who is the name of it? I don't even remember the name. But they provided the website and everything. I mean, it was decent, and I was getting leads. I was. But it was like $300 a month or something. And it just wasn't worth it to me at all.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So... Excuse me. If you have the website already, you have your Google Business profile. It looks like you just need the optimization, so you're coming up as a top recommended option, so people can call you. I don't see you ranking anywhere. Maybe when you were with them, you were probably ranking. Right now, when I type in, you know, Handyman and Hatfield, you got Handyman Works, Toy Handyman Services, CM Handyman and Home Services, Helpful Handyman. Mr. Handyman of Blue Bell, I believe. Anyhow, those are just companies that are coming up there. We can get you modified to come up on that first page. You said you were paying $300 for the monthly subscription for that company?
Yeah, with something around there, yeah.
So, okay, all right. Well, look, the best I can do to make it as affordable as possible is this. All right, let me send you this real quick. I'll send you our pricing page. I'll show you what I can do today. I want to make it as affordable as possible to make sense for you. I know you want to see the results and you want to get up there, but you're just not seeing that right now because you're just not ranking. Okay, so I'm going to send this to you right now, and let me know if you do receive it. It's our pricing page. Since you have a lot of these things in place, I want to just kind of show you what I could do for you. I can offer you today. So if you get that text message, you could possibly put me on speaker and you'll see what I'm talking about, so I can kind of guide you through it.
Did you say you sent it already?
Yeah, via text message. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there, it just came in.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, so if you open that up, I mean, our pricing is a little bit higher, but I want to show you what I can do for you today, right? If you go all the way towards the bottom, you also see our Google partnership badge there, too. So that's the most important thing. But we have three packages, our Essential, our Pro, and a Platinum package, okay? So what I can do for you today is get you the Platinum package. Usually our pricing is $299 for the Essential. But if you're willing to move forward on something like this, I can get you in at $249. So I'll waive your setup fee completely and just get you in at $249. That would be the best possible rate I would be able to get for you today. But basically what that would do is you would get the programming on Google, get any other platform that you have missing online to help you with the algorithm, because Google indexes these different directories to make sure you're ranking. We'll also put you on the voice-activated searches as well. And it's not like we're going to give you and just tell you, hey, we wish you the best of luck, Matt. You know, hopefully things go well next month. We actually have our app, so you can download our local Splash app, and you're going to be able to see exactly what we're doing for you. There's no long-term contracts here, Matt. We got to make sure we're earning your business every single month for this to make sense for your company. So
let me check. I mean, like, wow.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm just looking through your page here.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, the Platinum package. I mean, so you have the website. Why would I charge you for a website? Wouldn't make sense. You got a couple of these other things in place already. So usually the Platinum package, we charge that amount if you were to start from ground zero, but you're not. So why charge your setup fee if I'm not even going to purchase a domain, create the website for you? You know, that wouldn't be fair.
Right. No, yeah, right. So you would be taking me on at the, would that be that $300 a month, that pro level price?
No, I'm gonna get you at $249. Yeah.
$249.
Yeah, month to month.
So these things that are listed here, U.S. client support, SEO, contact,
everything, you'll get all that. Mm-hmm.
But what are they?
Yeah,
like
so
review monitoring. What exactly are
they? Yeah, great question. So review monitoring. So we're gonna give you a link you can send over to your clients so you can start getting reviews. Also, if someone sends you a negative review, you can monitor it, and you can respond to it before it posts live, right? Popular directory submission. So anything you have missing online, as far as, you know, you have a Facebook, but you don't have an Apple Maps listing, we'll put you on Apple Maps. You don't have an Amazon Alexa, Google Home, or Siri listings, we'll put you there. I don't know if you have a Yelp listing. Do you have one? I'm not able to find one for the business.
No?
Okay, so we'll put you on there. Yelp and Apple Maps are now programmed in. We'll put you on Bing. All these different directories that are going to help you rank on the algorithm when Google indexes your company. So that's to help you rank, right? The support here is in the U.S. It's not somewhere in China or India. You know what I mean? It's here in the U.S.
Yeah.
We're going to run Facebook ads with you for your business as well. That's part of the package. So if people are looking for Handyman on Google, they're going to have a Facebook retargeted ad. So once they log off of Google and they go onto their social media, which is Facebook, they're going to have an ad of your business there.
Okay.
And then you'll be able to have everything else that's on there as well. So
I got to think about this.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Chris, Matt.
Chris, the number that you texted me from, where you sent me the link, can I reach you with that number?
Yeah, so I just said, that's our toll-free number, so our 877 number. If you need to get a hold of me, it's extension 247. Okay. I just texted over you my number as well.
Okay, thank you. Would you be my point of contact moving forward, at least for the setup portion?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, so what we would do to get things set up is we would do what's called an onboarding call. That's to get everything, you know, cross the T's, dot the I's, everything that we need to do. For that onboarding call, then you're going to have a technician. I'm not a tech, so you can get a hold of me for, you know, just a point of contact. But as far as, like, doing the work and the tech back end stuff, I'm not a technician, but just want to.
Oh, no, I get
okay, cool. Okay. I've been here for 7 years.
Really. I just meant for the initial setup. I know you guys all, I know, I'm sure you had your different departments.
Yeah, absolutely. But as far as you getting a hold of me and being me being a point of contact, absolutely. I've been here for 7 years. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon, so I would be able to.
So how quickly does this sort of, do you think guys can typically expect to see results from this?
Yeah, so industry standards, it, you know, you have a lot in place already. So with our partnership with Google, I mean, I would say 3 to 4 weeks at the tops. We wouldn't take as long as other companies out there, just because of our partnership with Google. So we're not going to second guess what people are searching. We're going to know, and we're going to know where people are searching from. So we'll make sure that we get you found in those areas as well. So that's the difference between, I don't know if you saw the partnership badge that I sent you via text.
I did see that, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So that's the difference between someone that's a Google partner and someone that's not. It's like, you go to the club, there's a VIP section. You know, we have access to Google's back office. So Google will never call you directly. They'll call the big corporations, Samsung, Sony, Apple, McDonald's, right? Why? Because they're spending millions of dollars on advertisement, right? Google will have partnerships like us to get there on their platform and add and offer their services, right? So, but Google's not just going to pick anybody. They want to make sure they're partnering up with the right companies. So
then you mentioned Facebook ads. Like, you guys would actually run Facebook.
Yeah, we'll do Facebook. Well, we'll run Facebook ads. Yeah, that's part of the campaign. Yeah.
And so, but that those ad costs then are additional fees, right? Any of those?
No. That's all inclusive. We'll start with $100 in Facebook ads. So we're Meta partners as well, so we get the Facebook ad at our own cost. So all you would pay is $249. That's it.
Okay, so that's included. Okay, well
that's included. Yeah.
The last company, I wish I could remember what it was called. I mean, it worked. It worked, and it was nice having people that I could just call and work with them. But it just kind of felt like there was nothing going on behind the scenes. They just set me up, and then I was just giving them money every month. And so the fact that there was no ads or anything. So what about Google Ads? I've never tried Google Ads. I mean, do you guys do?
So we do Google Ads, but I don't recommend them, to be honest. I mean, just want to just kind of shoot you straight. They are, it's a pay per click, so it's anywhere from $5 to $10 per click. What I do recommend, and this is, you know, one of the things that was in the notes is make an entry level or a budget friendly, you know, package, right? I just want to kind of be on the same page. So if you the best program that Google has to offer by far is called Google Guaranteed, Google Verified. I see that you're verified already on Google.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, so it means that you went through a background check and then you know, stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, okay. So I'm sorry, you're what?
I was just saying that I remember going through all that.
Oh, you did? Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So that platform, man, I'm telling you right now, that's the best platform. Matter of fact, let me figure out how much is the cost per lead in your area for Handyman. Give me one sec, and I'll tell you exactly. So that's what I recommend versus pay-per-click. Because the pay-per-click, there's no control. People would just click. It could be a competitor just clicking on your ad, and that's it. Right?
Yeah.
With the Google Verify, it's called Google Guaranteed. That's a pay-per-lead. And that's, you know, kind of, you know, you're getting a kind of for sure lead. Like, you have to be able to do business. If it's someone calling you and just hanging up and they're not, like, it's not an actual lead, you're going to get credited back for that lead. But it's a little bit more pricey. So I'll tell you exactly how much it is per lead in your area. That way you can kind of see what it is. So we do run Google Ads. If you want to run those, they'll start $300 for that campaign, the minimum budget activation for that.
I was just curious. I personally don't like anything pay-per-click. I really don't even
Me
like
neither.
I don't like paying for leads either.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah.
I did that before through Angie, and that was a terrible experience.
Oh, no. So, but that's, yeah. Yeah, I hear you on that.
I know Angie's different, too. I know that it's their reputation is shit. It's terrible.
Oh, it's I've been here for 7 years, and yeah, I hear it all the time. I mean, I don't like to talk bad about another company, but you said it yourself.
Right? It's a legal scam. It's a legitimate scam is what it is.
Right. Yeah, I hear you.
It's unethical the way they have it all set up.
It's genius what they do. I mean, they actually buy a listing on Google, and then they sell the leads to you and your competitors. It's ridiculous.
No, it's brilliant. It's brilliant, but it helps nobody but themselves. That's
exactly.
It doesn't even help the customers. I can't tell you how many times I call a customer.
I hate it.
You're the 20th contractor. You know, it's like they're mad at me.
I hate it. I try to just do the you go onto their listing, then you have to answer, you know, 5 to 10 different questions. It's ridiculous. And then they connect you to multiple. It's just it's bad on the consumer end. It's bad on the company end. I hear you. That's why just putting yourself on Google and having the programming, I think it's a much better option because you'll get better results. You know. So let me
backtrack back to that Facebook.
Sure.
Well, you said what is that initial? Like you said, $100 campaign or is that how often do you run that? Is it a one time thing?
No, that's every month. We're going to run every month. So we're going to spread the budget out for every single day to allocate that budget for the Facebook ads.
And then you monitor the ads and you kind of mm-hmm. change. You'll edit and change things based on the results and whatnot.
Yep. Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you want, you can always add more ads. Like if that's working, we're going to know what's working for you and what's not. You see what I mean? Like you have complete control of the campaign. So if you download our app, you're going to be able to see everything that we're doing for you. So it's not we're going to, hey, we wish you the best of luck, Matt. See you next month. You'll know what we're doing every single month. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. For the, just so you know, just for reference, okay? For the cost per lead for the Google Verify program, it's $62.67 per lead. So it's not kind of, it's still a little high, but it's more of a secure lead. But anyhow, that's just for reference.
It's not terrible, but I mean, that's the thing I never liked about it. It's just a lead.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of tire kickers out there, so I don't, I just never had a good experience with that. Most of my work is customer reference. It's word of mouth, but I've been working on trying to get a better footprint on the, I'm very bad with social media and all that, and I've been trying to do better with that. So this might be worth it for me. I don't like that it's like $300, $250 a month, but if you score me even one job a month, it's worth it, honestly. But,
yeah, I mean, here's the reality of things, right? So just, you know, it's just simple. It takes money to make money. I mean, what I've got from the conversation, Matt, is I usually don't sell the $249 packages. Like, to me, it's like I sell the $549s or the $599s every single day, and I do a setup fee. That's just, you know, but when you have a lot of these things in place, it wouldn't make any sense. It wouldn't be, you know, goodness gracious, like ethical for me to charge you for stuff that you already have. Like why would I do that? So it's like, you know, a program like this, you could see the results, right? You see how we're going to get the programming done. You'll be able to see the results and stick it out every single month and it'll pay for itself, right? That's the bottom line. If you invest a dollar, you want 10 in return. So, you know, with the programming, the adequate programming, you know, and you'll see how we're going to be able to do it for you. I mean, it's definitely going to pay for itself, right? Especially if you're seeing results before with the other company. Do you remember what company it was by chance or no?
I keep trying to remember the name of it. I don't remember it.
It's okay.
Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
My listed or stay list? Stay listed.
Okay. So I want to show you something. Okay. And you saw the text messages I sent you, correct?
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to show you something real quick. All right. And then you let me know how you feel about this. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here's their Google Business profile for stay listed. All right. So I don't know if you got that, right? Do we ever see that?
Mommy.
not yet, but
yeah. So the just what I'm trying to point out is a couple things, right? So stay listed. They're not a Google partner, and you're seeing results, which is good. They're at a 4.6, but they're only at 324 reviews. So we've been in business for 21 years, and we got 1,102 reviews now, right? So, you know, it's just that's the difference in kind of the, you know, the
they're not Google. Did you say they're not Google partners?
No, they're not.
Oh, I thought they were. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I don't know any better. No, that's, yeah, no, I mean, they, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, that's all it is.
I think, so how would we do, what do you want to do that? Okay, come here. So, if I were to do this, you'll set me up, like, how soon, what's the next step?
Yeah, so what we do is I just verify basic information to create a profile for you. Most of the information that I need, it's already there. So, like, the name of the business, Matthew Paul Handyman LLC. I think you're still at 934 Bent Road, right?
No, actually, that's part of the problem too. That I've moved, and I haven't.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, we would update that. So, you know, we're not going to showcase your address on Google. That's because you're a home business. You don't want anybody going to your home, right? But we would definitely update it just to make sure that, you know, we have the right one. So no biggie on that. And then what I do is I just verify information to make sure that you're coming up for the keywords, and then we schedule an onboarding call for one of our technicians. So I would just need about 10 minutes of your time to just fill basic information. Then we'll do the onboarding call with the tech. That way you can cross the T's and dot the I's. Get everything set up. So I look at the calendar, and then you can take it's about 20 to 30 minutes that you would be meeting with them. It's not very long.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Well, what's the business address?
So it's 519 Gruber Road, Gruber, in Harleysville. That's 19438.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And then is your legal name Matthew? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. But obviously you want to go by Matt. Okay. No worries. I see that you have a Google, a Facebook listing, which is good. I just want to ask you a few questions regarding that. You actually do have a Yelp listing, just so you know.
Oh, you know what? I tried signing up for stuff. So I think I have a listing, but I think there's literally nothing on there.
Yeah, there's
except
nothing.
For maybe,
you know.
except for maybe one bad review from a bad experience I had with a customer.
Yeah, Yelp. I mean, Yelp is good to have a listing. It's not good to run Yelp ads, but yeah, I hear you on that. I see that you got your website's working. You're right. Yep.
I don't know, because I actually had a problem with that in the past. I don't know if it was something with the link that I set up there.
Yep.
And it wasn't working, and then it was working, and then it wasn't working again. So I don't.
We'll fix it for you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not an issue. And I don't know. Is your last name Paul? Right?
So Paul's actually my middle name. My last name is Hubner.
Okay. So how do you spell that?
Hubner. Hubner.
Okay. I just want to confirm that. And then the number that we're on is this is the number that you want your client to call you on, right? The 215.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Now, as far as the services that you offer, like, just give me some ideas. Obviously, handyman's the main one, but like, is there any types of services? Like, I know you have home renovations on your website, but just kind of give me some ideas of keywords. Our techs are going to do the homework, and they're going to kind of get you found for those keywords. But
okay,
just give them an idea.
So, what I'm running here, it's kind of a twofold thing.
Okay.
One is like home repair, handyman work, so it's like smaller jobs where I'm fixing things that are broken, plumbing, doing basic, you know, kind of your run-of-mill handyman stuff, like hanging TVs, changing water and light fixtures, doing wood rot repair, fixing things that are just broken around the house, adjusting doors, you know, kind of like that, just home maintenance,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other half is my actual skill set trade, which is finished carpentry. So I do full bathroom renovations, I do bespoke trim, feature walls, custom built-in, custom carpentry, more high-end finish work. But then really anything interior finishing. So I love doing drywall repair and painting and new flooring. So interior finish work, the pretty stuff, beautification, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah. All right. Cool. So you like doing drywall too? That's really good. Okay. So you said bathroom or do you kitchen at all? Like kitchen renovations?
So I do kitchens. I don't really do a lot of them, honestly.
Okay.
I'm one guy, so I like bathrooms because they're smaller.
Right.
I can't really do them fast enough, so I don't focus on kitchens.
Okay.
But if it comes along, I'll do one. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. No worries. Yeah, I agree with the bathroom. We bought a home in last May, so we've been here for almost 1 year. May's gonna be our 1 year anniversary, and we bought the home, and then the wife, like happy wife, happy life. It's like I regret my decision because we put marble countertops, and it's just so ridiculous. It's too expensive for what it really is. Like I could have put like other something else, quartz travertine or something, you know. But
yeah.
It's scratch easy. Yeah, the maintenance exactly. It's ridiculous. It's like not worth it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They look beautiful. They look beautiful, but yeah, they require a lot of maintenance. They're very expensive. I just don't think it's the best option.
It's not, but you know, whatever. Wife wanted it. It's like, goodness gracious, you know, like it is what it is. You know, I don't know. As long as the backyard's mine, I don't care what she does inside.
You said a year you've been married?
No. I just got the house a year ago. So when we moved in, we started doing that. Yeah, so it's a bit of a year. In May, it's going to be a 1 year that we bought the home. So it's a pretty decent-sized home. We got an acre of land and pretty big property and stuff. So, you know, it's pretty nice. It's just, you know, all these different costs that you go into it when you buy it, all the renovation. You know what I mean? So it's a lot that goes into it. Yeah.
I mean, they're a money pit. They are. They're a money pit. But
they are. Absolutely.
But they're your castle. It's your home. It's your castle. You know, it's your refuge.
My safe haven, yeah. No, I hear you.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that. Okay. And then, so as far as any other service, are you using any other services? Are you still using, like, Angie or Home Advisor or anything like that?
No, I cut ties with Angie Home Advisor. They're still, like, a page up. I wish I could get that page down. I don't even want to be associated with it.
It's that bad, right?
Yeah, I don't even want my name in the same... I just don't want to be associated with it, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know.
No,
is that something you guys can do? Can you get that down?
No. That's...
No?
Yeah, we don't mess with any of that.
Just a second, I'm on the phone, right?
Can
you finish this phone call and then I'll come?
Yeah, I'm almost done. I just needed just a few more minutes. And then how far are you willing to travel for any clients, would you say?
I like to stay close. I would love to stay within 30 minutes. Like, I would love to stay within 12 miles.
12, 15 miles, give or take?
Say 12, 15 miles, yeah.
Okay, all right, that's right. We could definitely get found in that area. And then you got your Facebook, which is good. We're going to run the Facebook retargeting ads, which is good. And then I wanted to ask you as far as when would you have time? I'm going to look at the calendar for the client onboarding call. When would you have about 30 minutes, 25, 30 minutes? I know you guys have a little one in front of you, but not today. Maybe let's see what time is available with them. Do you speak any other languages besides English?
Just English.
English, okay. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. All right, today's Tuesday. I got Wednesday. I got Thursday availability, and I got one at 11 noon. I got one at 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m. I don't know what works best for you.
Just roughly, how long do you think that call takes?
20 minutes.
How about the 4 p.m.? That'd be good.
Okay, 4 p.m. If anything changes, too, you can always, like, you know, say, hey, Chris, can we reschedule it? And that's not an issue. It's just basically crossing the T's and dotting the I's. You know, we already have all this information in the back office, and you know, it's like we don't have to get you on a phone call with Google because you're already verified. You see what I mean? So it's not gonna.
Yeah.
It's very quick and painless. So I promise you that. Okay. So we're gonna do local slash CI. I'm going to send this to an email as well, like, if it's just like a placeholder, so that way you can, you know, you can have that on your calendar, just so you know. All right.
I'm on the phone. Give me one second, please.
And then, so I have to read also what's called a 90-second voice verification. This is like, you know, as a protection measure for you, right? It's our partnership with Google. And also because they do have you at a discounted rate too. So the $249, it's not going to go up on you. You're not going to get any crazy hidden fees or anything like that. It'll stay at the flat rate, okay? So I just want to kind of throw it out there so that way you don't get any surprises later on. And then we do ask you for a security question, meaning like when we call you, Matt, we want to make sure that you know it's us. So you do have three options, your first pet's name, the city you were born in, or, you know, the other one is your mother's maiden name.
I'll do my mother's, you know what? No, we'll do my first pet's name.
Okay.
We'll do that one.
What is your first pet's name?
C-A-L-O.
Okay, gotcha. Kalo, you said, right? Okay.
Kalo, yep.
That's cool. All right, he's not around, I'm assuming, right?
No, he's gone.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, it's funny. We bought an acre of land, and I got the most furious dog to protect my property. The notorious Pomeranian.
Oh, yeah, those are vicious guard dogs. I would never miss those.
You know what? But I'll be honest with you. This thing's like the craziest alarm system. You can't beat it. Like anything, it feels like it barks even at a ghost or something. You know?
Yeah. At orbs that you can't see.
It's hilarious. It's like, what are you doing, you crazy dog? But it is what it is.
Currently, I have a hound dog. He's like not a really good. He's not a good guard dog, but he's an alarm dog. It's like call him an alarm dog.
Yes,
he won't
exactly.
Do anything to protect you. He won't do anything to protect you, but you'll know if somebody's around.
And exactly. So I got plenty of protection in the home. We do. We got the right to bear arms, but at the end of the day, you know, at the end of the day, when it comes to, you know, to the dog, it's like, what is this dog going to do really, like, you know, lick you? So,
he'll be the annoying distraction that gives you time to get your rifle out.
Exactly, right? So it lets me know who's around and, you know, and then the good thing is we got the whole property fenced off, which is good. So, no, you know, unless someone's really trying to climb some barbed wire, then... Far far, it's going to be crazy. Okay, well, I got everything here. In order to secure the listing at the $249, what works best for you? You're at Visa, MasterCard, American Express.
Give me one second. Oh, hang on, sweetie. I'll be right back.
Sure.
It's probably going to be Visa.
Okay, gotcha. And the system just does that. It indicates it starts with a 4. So I'll read it back for accuracy, and then I'll read that voice verification, and then you'll receive everything in writing, your invoice, everything that we're doing, okay? So...
Okay, so 4306.
Okay.
5617.
Okay.
1722.
Mm-hmm.
1927.
Gotcha. Okay, and the expiration month and year?
1126.
Okay. Gotcha. And there's a security code on the back of the card.
794.
794. Okay. So right now what I'm doing is I'm going to update this, and you're going to get your invoice here in the next few minutes. You're also going to receive like a welcome email as well. And whenever you get a chance, before we do the client onboarding call, you could download our app, which I highly recommend, so that way you can keep track of everything that we're doing for you.
Okay. I'll definitely do that.
You said 794 were the security code?
Yeah, let me double check. 794.
Yeah. 794. Okay. And it's at the address of 519 Gruber Road?
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. Huh. For some reason, it's saying it's a mismatch.
Oh, you know what? Maybe that's still on the 934.
Maybe.
Wait,
okay,
I'm sorry. What did you have the address for that?
519 Gruber Road.
It should have been updated. Can you try 934 Bent Road?
Okay, 934 Benton.
Bent, B-E-N-T.
Mm-hmm. Bent Road.
Road in Hatfield, Pennsylvania.
Gotcha. Okay, let me try that. And then what was the zip code for that one?
Oh, that's 19440.
Gotcha. Okay, let me check this one out real quick. I used to live in Ohio.
Charlotte. Ohio.
Yeah, in Cleveland. Yeah, that was, I'm not really, I wasn't a fan of the lake effect. Like, so much snow next to that, the Lake Erie.
Oh. Know?
Yeah,
no,
so the snow was...
I see it all the time. It's like an insane amount of snowfall, guys.
Oh, it's insane. It's just, you know, you feel like it's ridiculous. So, yep, that was it. That was the thing that was the address.
Okay.
So that card goes to that.
I mean,
address,
we just recently moved, and I haven't updated that.
Okay. No worries. That's fine. So you should have received your invoice and then everything as well. Once again, I'll read this 90-second voice verification. If there's anything you don't understand or you need to repeat, let me know, and I'll be able to repeat it for you. That way you know what we're going to be able to do for your business and everything, okay? But also, meanwhile, just let me know if you did receive that invoice and everything that we just sent over via text message, via email as well.
Let me check the email. It seems like every time you text me, it takes a minute to
do. Okay, no worries. So where you're looking for that, I'm just going to read this, and then we'll go from there. And I know you're with your kids, so I don't want to take much more of your time. It does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is being recorded. For quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Matthew Paul Hamilton.
All right. Thank you. It says, please state your name and the title within the business.
My name is Matthew Paul Huebner, and I'm the owner-operator.
Okay. Thank you. Are you authorized to enter to this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
And are you authorized to – are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, Matt, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or text messages from Local Splash when necessary?
Yeah.
Okay. So, as a result of increased visibility, you may be getting calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So, this is why we provided you the security question and answer. So, if anybody calls you, you want to verify it's us, just ask what's my first pet's name. Everybody should know the answer here, okay? So it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Okay. Thank you. And it does say as – part of the verification process, we're going to skip this because you're already verified, so this doesn't really pertain to anything currently for you, okay? Just kind of want to throw that out there. The next step is here is we do have you at a low cost, so this is pretty much a premium we usually don't have for any other company, but it's $249, and that will stay 100% at $249. So, you can discontinue your agreement at any time. All you would have to do is call client support. I'm sending you my direct number, too. I think I sent it to you, but I'll send it again. If you need to get a hold of me, you can always text message me, call me. I'll be available for you. But just want to keep in mind that, I'm not the technician, so just kind of want to throw it out there again. I text it over to you. My extension is 247. We'll be able to take care of you at any time, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, everything is pretty much set here, Matt. Now, the only thing is we have that onboarding call for Thursday. We did say 4 p.m. If anything changes, please let me know, but everything is in writing that is sent over to you. And then when you get a chance, you enter your first and last name so you can activate your dashboard. So you can do that before the client onboarding call. But that's going to give you that access to the dashboard. That's for the desktop, and then the app is obviously for your phone. If you want to download those things, the technician will give you access to the to that dashboard and then also to the app as well.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, any other questions, Matt, that you have?
No, right now, no.
Okay, if you do, please don't hesitate to call me and I'll be able to help you out with any questions, concerns you may have, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll be in touch. Have a good rest of your day, Matt.
You too,
okay, bye-bye.